Joining us now, we have the CEO of Rex Sunglasses, George Granoff, joins us. George, welcome into the golf shop.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, another fine, outstanding citizen, Mike, from the state of Massachusetts.
Yeah, no kidding. We're going to get in trouble. People are going to think we only target guests from Massachusetts.
Well, it's a fantastic place, but I have to admit, a couple of years ago, I moved south to Florida. But at the moment, I'm slopeside in Aspen, Colorado, and it's 20 degrees here, and it snowed 4 feet in the last week, and we're having a great time.
Yeah, well, and growing up in New England skiing is one thing, Colorado skiing is another, and then you could talk about Banff and the Alps and things like that. It's a whole different level. For our people here in North Carolina,
we spent 30 years with a home in Killington, Vermont, and quite a different thing out west.
Yeah, we all thought we were good skiers. We're not.
That's right.
All right, so we got Rex sunglasses, and you sent us a couple pairs. These things are awesome. So first off, they're unbreakable, and second off, the lenses on them are phenomenal. I got to wear them a little bit yesterday out in the sunshine. How'd you get this started, and kind of give people a feel about these sunglasses and what you have to offer?
Okay, great. Well, actually, 3 or 4 years ago, I was working on a project in the kids' business in order to manufacture unbreakable sunglasses for kids. And during that project, it occurred to me that, of course, every adult has broken a pair of sunglasses, especially Hertz when they happen to be expensive ones. So we built from this experience that I gained with the polymer that is unbreakable. We pair those with polarized lenses that are found in the most expensive sunglasses, and offer them for sale for $50 off of our website, which is rexoptics.com. Rex, by the way, is rexoptics.com. So I just got this idea and figured unbreakable frame, a super lens, and a fantastic price would be a great new product on the market in the sunglass business.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I noticed first about the frame itself, I mean, and the graphic, and we're actually going to have it on our website when we post this interview, the graphic of someone pulling the arms apart on the back of the glass is pretty cool, and how much they bend. But that flexibility also makes them incredibly comfortable, because there's nothing sort of rigid and restrictive about the way they're going to fall behind your ears or, you know, along your cheek line or whatever. Was comfort part of it, or were you really just aiming for fat guys sitting on
it
and they survive?
No, it was absolutely part of it. In fact, for our polarized lens, which is our feature line, we finished the product in a rubberized satin touch finish that is extra comfortable. It's lightweight, but it feels great on. And in fact, when I'm skiing, I wear these under my helmet, and they're extraordinarily comfortable under a helmet because they don't shift around like a rigid frame might shift around. And yes, comfort was one of the main things, but also for sportsmen, for hiking, for biking, for skiing, for golf, for hunting, for fishing, for camping, what a great thing to be able to have unbreakable frame with a polarized lens that you can toss around and not worry about breaking. You can sit on these. You can toss them on the ground. They're going to be there for you. As I say, everybody has suffered with the experience of breaking an expensive pair of sunglasses, and these kind of take that problem off the table.
Yeah, and I'm sitting here, I'm holding the glasses right now, and I'm looking at the tag that's on them for the lenses. And, these are the Lumilux polarized lens features. And, as somebody who has been wearing, prescription glasses for a year now, when I first bought these glasses, it's that you sit down and you go through these things and you start talking about, through insurance, you get price off, you get some money off on the frames, but then you get to the lenses and they start talking about the lenses. And I'm going to go through this. You got polycarbonate optical quality, 10 times shatter resistance. They're ultralight, UVA, UVB, UVC, 100%. Scratch resistant, anti-reflective, less glare, hydrophobic, keeps the lens clean, and polarized, reduces glare. every single one of those
is an upcharge.
Costs money when you come to get prescription glasses, and yet you're still selling these things for $50 with an unbreakable frame. How are you doing that?
Well, you know, that sort of has something to do with the optical industry. You know, there's a large Italian company that owns dominant assets in the optical industry. In the United States, they own LensCrafters, they own the Sunglass Hut stores, and they own every brand inside those stores, including Oakley and Ray-Ban and most of the licensed names. And obviously, with that big company, there's a lot of multi-layers in the operation, and their margins are high. Our company is a direct-to-the-consumer company, and quite frankly, the lens business in the optical business, especially the sun optical business, is not actually well understood by the customer. And we're just actually at factories that are able to give us these high quality lenses, and we put them in these frames and absolutely figure that this price is a monumental change in the optical industry for the kind of the lens value that's in these glasses. So, yes, you're exactly right. And we put those tags on in order to explain all the features of these lenses, because they would cost two or three times more elsewhere.
Yeah, and obviously the company you're talking about for our listeners, it's Luxottica, and Luxottica is the big monster in eyewear, and they're able to have incredible margins because of how big they are and all that they do, and they sell their licensing to all these kinds of people. And so when we have new companies on, people with innovative thought and things like that, I'm a sucker for Shark Tank and things like that. And I look at your product and I say, okay, you've got innovation, you've got new product, you've got all this stuff going for you. What, when you look at the end game for you as the president and the founder, is the end game that a place like Luxottica picks you guys up because of your process or your product, or are you wanting to take down the giant?
I'm not sure that we've gotten as far as our end game yet. We're just a couple of years underway, and we have a lot of build out to do. So I don't think that's actually in our sights yet. I can tell you that we showed our product at the Tour Edge Press Day at the PGA tournament last year in Orlando, and about 90 members of the golf press walked by our booth. It happened to have been a booth on the driving range on a cloudless day, and they had a chance to take off their sunglasses and put on ours, and that resulted in an enormous outflow of articles and so on from people like Marty Hackle and Golf Magazine and American Golfer and Men's Fitness and so on, and that really started us off in the golf industry. And then this fall, Revolution Golf picked us up, and Justin, their CEO, did a 3-minute bit on our sunglasses, and we just sold thousands to golfers all over the country and, quite frankly, all over the world. We probably at the moment 20% of our sales are outside the United States. So that really kicked off our efforts in the golf industry, and we'll be back at the PGA show next week, and we'll have announcements made then about some PGA touring pros endorsing our product and wearing our product. And we'll have other things that we'll be talking about at the press day event on the 23rd of this month at the PGA show. So we hope to continue to attract golfers to our product.
Yeah, and George, I was actually at that Torridge event last year. I'll be at it this year. I'll be at the merchandise show as well. I couldn't get close to you last year. I mean, that's how popular these things were. I couldn't get a chance to talk to you because everybody else was talking to you. So yeah.
Well, you come on by and talk to me this year.
Yeah, I definitely will. And that's the thing, is that we are all looking for, a product that is unique, and we are looking for a product that's a reasonable price. I mean, yeah, you can go buy Oakley's and they're, $250. And I've worn sunglasses playing golf for years now, and I enjoy wearing sunglasses playing golf. And I got to the point where, you'd go out, you spend $250, and the next thing you know, you sit on them, you break them because you know, you take your hat off to put sunblock on or something like that, and the next thing you know, the guy that you're playing with sits on them in the cart because they're sitting in the seat. I mean, just all kinds of things can go wrong. And, you know, these things are unbreakable, and you can buy six pairs of them for one pair of Oakleys. I mean, that's the best thing that we're all looking for, and that's what makes them so great. And the fact that they are polarized and they have all these features, and, again, I just don't know how you're doing it for between $30 and $60.
Well, it's true. We actually carry a non-polarized product that retails for $30, and we sell a photochromic lens, a lens that darkens in the sun and lightens in the shade. We sell that lens for $60. We kind of see ourselves as a lens company in a sunglass industry that really focuses on the brand name and the frame. But our frames are all iconic styled, and we really believe it's the lens that is our story because our lens offerings are so extraordinary. So we put all this, and as we thought about how to go to market, we said, well, if we create our own site, rexoptics.com, we think that if we get our story out, customers will come to us and buy glasses, and that's what's happening today. We're very pleased with all that's going on, and we're looking forward to continue to grow in the marketplace.
Yeah, just so our listeners know, I mean, in the frames, you have the Active Collection, which is a sport frame, a wraparound, and a sling blade. And then in the Leisure, you have the Seafarer, the Aviator, and the Round. So if you're interested in sunglasses, most people understand what those are. If you don't understand what those are, again, go out to rexoptics.com, and you can check out all of the different types of frames and all the different lenses that go along. Let me ask you a question, though. As you start to go down this road, have you guys considered going down the prescription lens route?
Well, there's a lot, yes. Actually, we have. And we've also talked about readers and other things, other avenues. There's no question that our frame is a tremendous delivery system for any lens, and we're hoping to launch the sun business first, and then we'll take a good hard look at the what be next. But there's certainly a lot of upside beyond the sun business for us because our frames are so extraordinary. So yes, there's a long road ahead. And you know, when you say what is our end game, well, we have a lot more road to actually ride down before we get anywhere close to that.
Yeah, this, I tell you, this is awesome stuff. And, when you guys were at the show last year, were you, what kind of a booth did you have? And have you upgraded for this year?
Well, you know, to tell you the truth, we were so new last year that we didn't even have a booth. We were at this press event and 90 members of the press walked by and, wrote us up, and we actually did better than in the booth. And don't forget, I'm telling you that we're a direct-to-customer company, so a lot of what's happening at that show is for retail stores and so on, and that's really not our avenue of distribution. So, again, we're looking to get known through the press and through articles and through our PR firm. Also, we're launching on Amazon. We have making infomercials this spring. We're going to turn some of our golf people and our golf tapes onto infomercials that will probably run on the Golf Channel this spring. So we're looking to continue to surge ahead in the golf industry. We feel that we found a market that appreciates our product, and the lenses are so great that the folks that are playing tell us it's a great product.
All right, well, George, we appreciate you coming on, and I look forward to catching up with you in about 9 or 10 days down in Orlando.
Please stop by and see me.
All right, will do. Thanks a lot, George.
Thanks for having me on.